made you stand up and cheer and gave you memories to last a lifetime. But where are they now? Sports 180 plays catch up with those that have worn the orange. Here's today's Call of Vol.
Welcome back to Sports 180 on the Sports Animal. Heather Harrington along with Vince Ferrara today. You heard the sounder. We have dialed his number up, and Kurt Majette joins us on the Stanley Fenton Gates hotline. Kurt, just right off the bat, what has this last week been like for you, and have you learned anything about yourself while you've been dealing with and processing what's been going on in the country?
Hi, Heather. Thanks for having me. Hope you're well. So the last week has been emotionally draining, pretty exhausting, just to see, you know, everything that's been happening. And but have I learned anything about myself? I can't really say so. It's things that's been going on for a long time, and I've been aware of it. You know, just having my dad being a victim of police brutality, and having run-ins with the cops myself. So I'm not really new to it. I'm not, I was pretty much aware of it. So I'm very happy and glad that more people are being brought aware to like the severity of it.
Kurt, from a student athlete standpoint, what can you tell us about what they can do? Do you think to be able to help initiate some action and some change? What do you want to see from student athletes on the college level right now?
Being on the college level, I wanted to see guys in the locker room have that conversation, because I think that's one of the most diverse environments that, guys, you can't really create. You can't really go and buy that, where guys can have intimate conversations about their experiences, and everyone's different, right? So you may have a player whose dad is a police chief, or a player that's parents or uncle or someone that they're close to have, bad experience with, people within law enforcement. So to have those conversations and see it from both sides is very important. So raising awareness within first, and I think from a college level as well, is getting these cops and, whether it's cops, law enforcement, sheriff, getting them in front of players as much as possible, to bridge that communication, because in my opinion, the way you handle a lot of situations shouldn't lead to violence in a lot of situations. So I think the first thing is communication, and if cops and law enforcement understand and know who their run-ins are with and those types of things, that can lead to things not escalating as well. So I think that could be a huge change.
We're talking to VFL former linebacker Kurt Majette on our Call of All segment. Kurt, issues like this have come up in the past. I would say most recently to this level would be Colin Kaepernick and the attention that he was trying to draw to police brutality, and it seemed to get lost by the method that he chose to draw that attention. But do you feel like maybe this time is different? Are you hopeful that this time is different with more people of all different races speaking out, and you have even more people in the NFL that aren't just the black athletes, but also the white athletes that are saying this has to stop? Are you hopeful that this go round is different?
Yeah, I am very hopeful. And, I definitely agree with Cap. I think that what he did was huge, because it needed to be on a stage as prominent as the NFL to raise awareness. And I think a lot of people just try to misinterpret his message. And I think moving forward, we got to keep the foot on the gas. You can't slow down and just let this thing pass over. And I think over the past few weeks, something I thought that was very promising is it wasn't just people of color and minorities protesting. There were a lot of white counterparts, whether standing side by side or protesting as well, and screaming for rights for everyone equally. So that's huge. And like I said, moving forward, I want to see the guys being pressed on it. You know, some things got to change, and only way things change is if we, you know, you got to press it and be persistent with it.
Kurt, tell people what you're doing right now. I know you're still working on that MBA at UT. What are you working on these days?
Yeah, I am. It's been awesome. So I'm done in December, and I'm focusing in supply chain and entrepreneurship. So at the moment, I'm in the Knoxville area doing a little bit of remote work for a company called Honeywell. So it's been really cool working in the Performance Materials and Technology Group. So enjoying working out still, keeping my body in shape, and, you know, just doing a lot of different things. Planning to go diving this summer, so I'm very grateful.
I've seen you work out. I've seen you walk out of that yoga room and doing work, Kurt.
I was actually going to tease you and say, hey, can you get a workout in, please? Looking a little flabby there, but no, everybody that follows you on Instagram knows that's not the case.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle.
Hey, Kurt, we're talking to VFL Kurt Majette, former linebacker at the University of Tennessee. When you hear Jeremy Pruitt make the comments, and he made them as recently as last night, we've got to use our platform at Tennessee to bring about positive change. Is that something that you can grasp onto, and is that going to be a point for fans to really get behind and be supportive of what the football team and other athletes want to do at the University of Tennessee?
Yeah, definitely. I like his words by saying that we need to use our platform, because the platform that student athletes and coaches alike have is, you know, second to none, especially in a university like Tennessee. You know, we have a wide reach all across the country. But I do think, like we said, being persistent with what we're doing and, you know, moving forward, being consistent and really fighting for that change and what we want to see. And, you know, I don't know how we're going to use that, how they're going to like measure that in a sense of what are we going to do to promote or to bring more people together. But having some initiatives throughout the year, I think that's huge. And as long as I'm in town, I'm always available. And the coaches and Coach Palmer know I'm VFL, so any way I can ever help.
Also, do you talk about with your former teammates about the impacts or the roles that they can also play? I mean, do y'all have a text chain going about, hey, we need to, this is the time that we step up and use our voices to relay either our experiences or what we would like to see happen?
Yeah, I've talked to quite a few guys, a little bit more than a handful of guys, just in different pockets. And I have a couple small group messages. And we've all talked about certain things, but we do need to make a bigger group message probably, and just get guys chatting and see, you know, because I think the more the better, the more people we have, the better.
Kurt, you kind of alluded to it a little bit in all the diversity in, you know, on college teams. But one of the topics has been about sports, that diversity that is alleged in sports, that maybe the NFL doesn't have that, that there's still racism in the National Football League, and there's the Kaepernick thing, there's the Rooney Rule, and there's a lot of factors involved in that. But in terms of the locker room, the player to player, in your experience, how much different was that than maybe the college level in terms of any racial divide in your experience?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, how different was the NFL in terms of any sort of in locker room racial divide or tension, anything like that, versus what you experienced in college?
It's hard to say. Each locker room is different, but it's rare to see racist players, and if they are, or anything in the locker room, is very, very rare. And I can't really say no guys in the locker room walking around with a KKK sticker on his thing, you know, so and they're probably not going to say nothing crazy, you know, so I don't know. In that sense, I think when they talk about NFL having racist things, I think it's more so like the systematic side of it, with I think it's like less than 3%, or I forget what the number was, but just having like some of those people, having people of color in those positions that's sustainable and long-term, like head coaches and, you know, GMs and whatnot like that. So I think it's looking at it from that perspective. I'm saying in college football, I think it's, I haven't really looked at the numbers, but something I do want to hit on is that college football players, you know, a lot of times we live in a bubble, and it's so important to have these conversations with our black athletes and, you know, get guys from all over the country. If we, once they leave that bubble, you know, they're another black man in America, you know, and a black man in Tennessee or whatever the situation may be, or wherever you are. So you're running with a cop is still daunting and can be scary, right? So how do we mitigate that, you know, and how do we raise awareness to that? So that's, you know, that's my point. That's something I want to get across.
We're talking to VFL Kurt Majid. I think that's a good point, is how when you leave the complex, or when you leave the practice field, you know, you're in society, and how should you act, and how should you expect to be treated? I think that's a very real conversation that a lot of people are now starting to evaluate. Kurt, before we let you go, we really appreciate your time. I know you've got a busy day ahead. I wanted to get your thoughts, though, really quickly on coaching during the coronavirus and how crazy this offseason has been. And is there anyone that you would have been worried about on one of your teams maybe not getting in enough workouts at home whenever the coaches weren't, you know, sitting there making them grind?
I think that it's interesting from the NFL to the college level. I was with I was with a lot of my good friends, and talking to them about, you know, making sure, like, how are they preparing to make sure they're beyond ready when that number is called to go back. And I don't know how productive the Zoom calls really can be, you know, especially with guys just, you know, probably laying down in bed watching coaches on Zoom. But that's interesting. And then some of the workouts and stuff. But I don't know. Let me think, what teammate would I say? Definitely like an O line.
Yes. Hey,
like
we were all thinking that. We were all thinking that, Kurt. Yeah. Yes. Not the stereotype of position, but they like to eat.
Yeah. And the only workout they'd probably be doing is like basketball. I don't know why O linemen think they're like good in basketball, but that's probably what I would. Yeah.
I love it. And I'm not throwing stones, because I would have been one of the people that my coaches would have been most worried about. Like, where are your priorities at, Heather? I'd be like, oh, you know, they're a little different.
Right.
So, yeah. Hey, Kurt, thank you so much for joining us. We're glad you're back in Knoxville, and good luck and continued success. And we hope to catch up with you again sometime soon.
Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you, Heather. Thanks, man.
All right. That is Kurt Majid, VFL, former linebacker at the University of Tennessee.